Papa, baby.
Gina, baby, where you going?
Oh, to put my car in the shop for the third time this week.
Oh, baby, I thought you got that car fixed already.
Please, Martin, my car backfires so loud. When I drive down the street, gang members be ducking. It's embarrassing.
All right, look, I got a better idea.
What?
Why don't you stay here and let me give you a tuner?
Ooh.
Yeah, boom. Let me rev it.
Martin, we can play auto mechanic later, okay? Oh, don't forget, we gotta go see Pam's cousin sing tonight down at Nipsey.
Okay, yeah, Pam's cousin. Now, is she St. Bernard or half Cocker Spaniel?
What's up?
Let's squash all this east-west nonsense. I'm Audi 5000.
All right. That's right. Now, the next brother coming to the stage is a poet, and we didn't even know it. I said we didn't even know it. Well, all right. Give it up for Gina Knowledge.
Tommy, I know damn well you ain't Gina Knowledge.
This piece is called To My Lady. I wrote this for you, even though we broke up for no reason, and still I rise. I wrote this for you, even though you keep saying, back up off me, cause you ain't gonna get jacked. But still I rise. I wrote this for you, even though I still wanna grab a handful of that weave and just kiss you until you say, oh, Big Tommy, oh, you the best. And still I rise. Thank you very much.
Sit your corny ass down.
Hey, man. How'd you like that?
The hell you talking about still I rise?
No, man.
Man, you know what? Pam done put a root on you, man.
She done put a root on me. I just put a root.
All right, okay.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
You look good.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Oh. I want you to meet Pam's cousin, right. Martin. Tommy, this is Alicia.
Hey, Alicia.
This is Pam's cousin.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's no family resemblance. Consider yourself lucky. You know what I mean? You lucky one.
Shut up,
man. You lucky one.
You know, I can't believe I'm actually meeting you. I mean, I watch your show on TV all the time.
Seriously? Wait a minute. I thought they canceled Alf.
Alicia!
Come on, stop it now.
Are you ready to sing, girl?
Well, I'm a little nervous because I never really sung any place outside of church before.
Oh, so Alicia, don't even worry about that. Girl, you know how to sing. Get up on that mic and sing. Tear it up!
You do that. If you're a true singer, do what you do.
Come on, Alicia.
She just needs a little time. No, she don't need more time. She's terrible.
Shut up,
Mom.
Just
a room is still a room. Even when there's nothing there. But
blue.
somebody rich, girl. You need a manager.
Manager. That would be me. Welcome to MPM Management. Martin Payne Management.
Yo.
Your 10:30 is here.
Oh, cool. Send them in.
Dax, the man that writes the checks. What's
my
up?
Man.
What's up, man? What's happening, man?
Marty,
how you doing?
What's going on, baby? How's the show? How's married life? Can I get you Kool-Aid, cappuccino, cup of coffee?
No, I'm cool. But you may want to cut back on the caffeine, man. You know all the record deals got you speeding like on caffeine, coffee. Boy, you a producer. What you speeding for, man?
No, you right. I'm going to work on that there. But listen, I hear you managing now. Is that true, Mark?
I thought you knew.
Nah, look, come on in here, partner, and tell me, who is this new singer that y'all making all this noise about?
Oh, well, man, check it out, right? It's this girl named Alicia, right? I was down at this little amateur night thing the other night. This girl ain't no amateur, man. Ooh. I mean, man, she was hitting notes, right? Brought tears to my eyes and wasn't nobody cutting onions, man. This is how bad a girl could rip it up.
Well, check it out, man. You know me. I can't wait to hear it, right? But first, Mark, I gotta check out this sax player. Is that cool?
Oh, okay. Well, look, handle the sax player. You know, handle your business. I'm gonna just chill over here in the cut.
My man.
Okay, cool. So handle your business.
Hey, chilling in the cut.
In the cut.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure. Send the brother in.
Well, yeah, then you get security.
What the hell? Hustleman, is that you?
Nah, Chief, you got me confused with the next man. I'm Hustle Marsalis. I'm Bradford and Winton's baby brother because we got different fathers.
Hustle man, look.
Well, look here, bro. Whoever you are, my schedule is kind of tight, so show me what you got, bro.
Nah. See, bro, you can't rush good music, you know what I'm saying? You don't rush that. You know, this is Butters, you know what I'm saying? You just sit back and cool out to some of my smooth tunes, okay?
Yeah.
All right? Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Pick up the pieces. Just pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces.
So what's up, Chief? Tell me where I signed that, because a brother like me think it's time to get paid.
That was the worst performance I've ever seen, bro.
Hustle man. How the hell you gonna come up in here with a kazoo stuck to a saxophone, man? Man, and try to get over, man? How you gonna do that?
See, nah. See, you can't sit and tell me y'all wasn't tapping y'all feet, because I seen y'all. I seen you.
All right, I tap my feet a little bit on pick up the pieces. But I'm saying that ain't gonna fly with him, man. Now, look, I got some new talent coming in here that he needs to check out. You got to roll out, Hustle, man.
But what about me, man? I'm trying to strike a deal, too, man. I'm trying to get paid, man. You know how much a pack of Franks costs?
Hey,
I'm out, man. Pick up the pieces.
Now look, now that amateur night is over, if you're really interested in some real talent, this girl Alicia has all the assets to make the concept a reality.
Oh, well, that's all good, baby. Now, you know me. Okay, look, bring her by tomorrow afternoon, right?
Okay, tomorrow.
Let me check her out, right? And if she's as good as she says she is, then Martin, you know what? You're going to be a hell of a manager.
Oh, sure you're right. Oh, look, get Barry Gordy a message for me, all
right? Right.
You tell Barry Gordy I said, watch his back.
That's right.
Oh, Marty Moore. Gonna make more stars than Detroit makes cars.
Ooh, we need more cars, baby.
Ah, and I'm gonna help you make them. Ah, and I damn sure ain't gonna be getting the door by myself for long.
Got this big audition tomorrow, right? So let's take this song from the top, okay? Let's go.
Again? I've sung it 1,000 times. What is it? You don't like my voice?
Alicia, it's not the song and it's not your voice, okay? It's the way you're singing it, Alicia. Baby, you are singing as if though you don't have no energy.
That's right, baby. You got to throw your drawers in it.
By the time we are finished with you, you're going to make Janet Jackson look like Shabba. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, give me the mic. Let me show you how it's done. Okay, because it's all about stage presence, for one. Okay? And you want to let them people know you ain't afraid. You know, you're going to sing to them, and then you give it to them. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home. Right there is where you wanna. You see how I almost gave you all that?
Yeah.
But I couldn't, because I'm a manager. You're the talent.
Okay.
Try that.
All right, here we go.
And try it with feeling and energy, baby, because we're about to blow you up.
Okay.
Now, come on.
I'm not meant to live alone.
Right.
Okay. Turn this house into a hole.
Don't go on your woes too hard, but
whoa,
damn.
Now you know darn well that ain't your song, man. Let me do your song for you. We represent the
Hey, Pam, I'm gonna tell you, go ahead with that, okay? I don't represent no damn lollipop guild. You represent.
Cut it out.
You start.
Cut it out.
He started.
Shh. Alicia, girl, we got the perfect dress for you to rock this audition.
Yeah.
That's great, but what I really need is some extra help on those dance steps.
All right, I got this. Now, this is what you want to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You do want to take advice from your cousin Pam Pam.
Thank you.
The dancing bear.
Look, girl, you got to give him some, you know, give him some.
Pam and Alicia should have been here an hour ago, Gina.
Baby, you made Alicia practice all night long. She probably just overslept.
Me overslept? You know what? It's Pam's fault. She knows when the sun comes up, she's supposed to cock-a-doodle-doo.
Don't start with Pam.
I'm not starting. There they are.
Okay,
right?
Hey,
where you? Where you been?
Alicia! Girl, you look beautiful. But where have you guys been? Are you late?
Oh, baby, it's no problem. You know what? Dex ain't here yet. Dex ain't here.
No, Martin, there is a problem. You made her rehearse so much that now she can't sing, man. Go ahead and show him, Alicia. You hear that? Nothing.
What the hell? She can't. You know, Gina, get her some tea.
All right.
Some tea right away, baby.
It's all your fault.
Get the hell out. You getting the hell out the way.
I have to get out.
Because it's your fault. She can't sing. Then she shouldn't have came dressed. You know what? Okay. Now, we didn't come this far to turn back now.
Oh, suck it now. What's going on, Martin?
Hey, Dex, what's up,
yeah.
Man? Oh, you know it's all good?
Okay,
it's all good?
Okay, whoa. Is this that singer that you been telling me about?
Oh, yeah.
How you doing there, Alicia, right?
Dex, check it out. As a manager, she doing fine, man. But look here, man, too bad we can't stay. Yeah, we got to get up out of here. We had waited on you. We was here like, what, 2, 3, 4 hours? You know, that's hard for anybody to wait. So look, we going to come by tomorrow, you know what I mean, and let you hear what she got to do tomorrow.
No. See, I don't think so, bro. You see, I got to bounce up to Japan, you see. So we going to do this tomorrow. We really got to do it right now.
Okay, well, let me see if I brought her, because I don't know if I brought her. You know what?
Uh-huh.
I brought a background music.
Bye.
I'll take right here, man.
What you doing? You know I cannot sing.
Look, I got two words for you. Millie Vanilli. Look, if they can do it, you can do it. Girl, you know it's true. Okay, follow my lead. Follow my lead. Yeah, man, she's bad. Check this out. You know what I was telling you, because check her with you.
Oh, you're still a
mellows up.
Even when there's nothing there but gloom.
Check her out. Ain't she bad? Ain't she bad?
Right there. It's not a home.
Hold up. Hold up. I heard enough. I know
She got some more in her. Check it out. Check it out. This is what. Go get hot. There you go, baby. Bring it to him, Alicia. Get to him.
That's enough.
Don't give him no more. Don't give him no more. Yeah. Yeah. Girl, I'm proud of you. I am proud of you. Woo. Didn't I tell you? Man, if I don't know nothing else, I know talent.
Yes, you do, bro. Tell you something, that voice, ooh, it is unbelievable. Alicia, honey, do me a favor. Hit that high note one more time for me, please.
Whoa, no. Won't be no high. Won't be no high notes till we see some C notes. You didn't know it was about the C note. You funny, Martin.
Oh, yeah, that's what the C notes are.
Okay. Alicia, could you hit it one more time?
First of all, you don't listen to nobody who haven't signed you yet. I'm your manager, baby. Come on now, look. Don't start high, start low, because then it comes out and all your flavor of your juice of your voice. It works for you. Okay, now try it one more time on your low bass. Oh, no, I didn't say go that low. Alicia!
Martin, what's going on here, partner? She can't sing at all.
Look, it's not like that, Dex, okay? She's just having a bad day, man.
No, well, look, here at Midtown, right, I need somebody that can sing every day. Now, you know this, man. Now, look, you're my partner. Now, no disrespect or nothing like that, but, you know, maybe you should go on back to TV, you know, lead the music to the professionals, you know, because, honey, she ain't ready.
I'm ready now. Yeah.
That's enough, baby. That's enough. Don't give him no more. That's it. Now, Dexter, do we have a deal? Do we have a deal at Midtown, or do I have to take Alicia over to the Motown?
Let's go to Motown because Dexter didn't believe me
in the first damn
place.
Oh, you signing something?
You know we got a deal, baby. Those are C notes, girl. You shop till you drop.
That's right. Look. That's the check. All right, go and take that outside. I'll be out there in a minute. You blew it. You blew it a cappella, baby. Did she blow it a cappella?
Did she?
Woo! She blew it acapulco. Woo! Oh, man. Let me ask you a question, Dexter. Is getting a singing contract that easy? You serious?
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm gonna tell you something I ain't never told nobody before or whatever, but I used to do a little singing myself.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day, I was one of them singers to be reckoned with, you know? You know, I used to sing lead singer for the Stylistics. Go crazy, go wild. And I kicked it a little something like this. Check it out. Bet you my dolly you are. That's all I'm gonna give you until I get a record contract. But that's basically how I was singing back in 76. I was floating with mine. All that is all good. Uh-huh. If you ever want to sign me to a record deal, what we got to do?
Ooh, have my people call your people.
I sure you right. Alicia, you got my money.
Are you still down?
I'm still down. Damn right I'm still down, Gina. Can't believe Alicia left me for another manager. Put all my hard work in it.
I know, baby. But, baby, at least look at the bright side. At least you still got this big signing bonus. Martin, you think we could use some of that money to fix my car for good?
I don't believe you, Gina.
What?
You want to use that money to spend it on yourself?
Martin!
Baby, I'm the one who did all the work. Remind you, I'm the one who did all the work, Gina.
Martin, baby, I need a reliable car. How am I supposed to get the work?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know? Maybe you get to work with these.
No, you didn't use that money from Alicia to buy me the car.
That's right. Who the best husband in the world?
You are.
That's right. I'm the best husband.
Yes, the world.
in the world. But
I think I want to go into overdrive, boy.
What? Girl, you sick?
In my new car. Hey, Warren! Well, you don't want no rim?
Well, I guess we gonna have to do it in the car, Jada. I was one of them singers to be reckoned with, you know? You know, I used to sing lead singer for the Stylistics. Yeah, yeah. They originally wanted Gerald Levert, but at the time, his father wanted him to keep the music in the family, so he didn't, you know, he went on ahead and did his thing with them. The Five Tops called, but Levi had already had the lead on that, so I couldn't get in the group there. You know, Temptations had Silent Night out, which was blowing everybody out, you know? You know, people could not believe this was a Christmas song that was just playing over at Christmas. So, 76 Stylistics was thinking, okay, what could we bring out that's gonna make all the kids go crazy, go wild?